Welcome to our Monday moment. I am excited to introduce you to Sarah Whaley, who will be on the full interview on Wednesday. Make sure that you check it out. But we are talking about partially parenting toddlers, because that is her area of expertise. But we really, I think, pretty much everything we talk about can relate to any relationship in your life when it comes to how you respond, how you like yourself, guilt that you may feel, how to deal with life in a way that you feel more in control or that things are more consistent and stable, even how you emotionally react. And one of the things that kept coming up, Sarah, was the fact that you talk about being intentional. So can you tell us a little more about why you think being intentional is important or what it means to you?
Yeah. So parenting, running a business, all of it is hard. And there is so much going on. It can feel like you're putting out fires constantly, especially when you have toddlers and business together. And so being intentional allows me to make choices that work in that moment. Whether that is how I am choosing to respond to my kids' behavior or choosing how to respond to their emotions or choosing which coping strategies I use when I feel like I'm going to lose it on my kids or choosing how I'm going to run my business and really thinking long term, but making choices in the moment that align with the kind of those long term strategies.
I love the whole thing about intentionality, because I think often we are just so busy doing, and today kind of rolls into tomorrow, into the next day, into the next day. And we do generally almost the exact same things other than, oh, we happen to get invited to a birthday party here for the friends or whatever. But in general, our life almost seems like it's on remote unless we step out of it and take a moment to take the time to ask ourselves, do I like where it's headed? Do I like how it is right now? Is where it is lining up with my values? And am I going to, especially if you're in business, is it going to meet up with my goals that I have for myself? And I think the way that you express it so well when we talk in the interview is really interesting for me personally, because I tend to go to perfectionism as my bent. And the idea of being more in control by choosing to intentionally do things a certain way just seems so much better than allowing the day to just go by and then the next day and the next day. And at the end of it, thinking, I feel lost. I don't know where I'm at. I don't know where things are going. And I think your word intentional is a really good anchor for all of that.
Yeah. Yeah. I think there's just a quick little example. So yesterday I was doing the dishes, which is not something I enjoy doing. And my toddlers were playing and I was like, what can I do in this moment to make it better and to recharge myself? And so I put on some music that to me is very soothing and I put on headphones. And it doesn't mean that I enjoyed what I was doing, but I was intentional about it. And I did something that helped me to calm down in the moment, even when I'm doing something that I don't love doing. And I was also taking deep breaths while I was washing dishes. But like these tiny little choices add up. And this is the kind of stuff that I'm doing every day, is like making choices versus just like letting my life run me.
Yeah, I love that. So if you would like to hear more about being intentional, about parenting toddlers, about helping yourself in your own reactions to the people around you, then come back and listen to the episode on Wednesday, where you'll get to hear a lot more from Sarah. I'm really excited for you to hear it.